From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, I'm Carla Hinton, reporting for The Oklahoman and NewsOK.com. I'm here in the studio today with Melissa Heyer, who is a big ER fan like I am, and we're here to kind of give a tribute, if you will, to ER, which is ending its long run on Thursday, April 2nd. We wanted to talk a little bit about the show, some of the highlights in our opinion, and maybe some of the more memorable moments. So I'll cut away to you, Melissa, and you were going to share with us some of your favorite memories and maybe not so favorite memories.
Okay, well, the easy one is the favorite characters, and the easy right off the bat, you're going to agree with Carter, Dr. Ross, Dr. Green, Dr. Pratt, Abby Lockhart and Luca, Neela, Sam, and the newest one, which I think we disagreed on a little bit. I love Dr. Brenner, Simon Brenner, but you weren't quite as much a fan
right,
of
that's
him.
That's right, that's right.
What, any that I left out?
No. You know, I really liked,
Gloria Rubin? Gloria Rubin?
Gloria Rubin was okay, but to be quite honest with you, I came into the show right when she was having some of her battles, and it was hard to relate to some of the characters at first, mm-hmm. because I had just come in and it just seemed like drama city to me. I thought she was great and everything, but never really could relate
of.
To her. No, my favorites. You mentioned some of them. Dr. Pratt, not at first though, because he was kind of a hothead.
Not
anyway,
at first, but
yeah,
he grew
on me. My all time favorite though was Dr. Carter. I mean, you know, I loved him. I just loved his humility and just his youthfulness, and he was just such a good doctor. I mean, the characters on the show are just so well drawn. You know, they drew out those characters really well.
I think I agree, and I think he was kind of the soul. I think he was kind of the soul of the show.
Yes,
I totally agree.
Yes, and I worried when Dr. Green, when they killed off Dr. Green, but I found out that Carter, like you said, was kind of the soul of the show. So that worked out okay.
And it was nice when he would come back every once in a while, and it's been nice having him back on this last season.
Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah. So what were your favorite romance? I had to throw that in.
Well, you know, my favorite, I think, in more recent years was Neela and Ray. And I was heartbroken when they decided that they were going, once she decided that she loved Ray, that they decided that they were going to have him get run over by a truck and have his legs amputated.
That was horrible.
And then he became, you know, bitter and that sort of thing. And by that time, she had moved on to John Stamos's character.
And she married Gallant, too,
and she married
in there,
Gallant in there,
which was bizarre,
that,
kind of
you know?
Bizarre.
And
yeah.
She always had this, that character always has this sense of being noble, you know, which I guess Gallant did, too. So I guess they shared that, and so I guess she thought, I'll be noble. I mean, she probably did love Gallant, but I don't think she was in love
with him. It
seemed
like she thought it was the right thing to do.
She thought it was the right thing to do, but she was really, had always been in love with Ray, and so poor Ray, you know, you're thinking,
So the bottom line is Carla was very happy.
Yes,
that they have ended up together.
Yes. I will tell you though, and I think I said this before, that I was looking on some of the ER fan shows, and a lot of the fans of that particular romance had the same sense that I did, that it was kind of anticlimactical where the way they put them together. You know, he ends up, you know, she's on a screen with him, and he ends up in the background. Hey, I brought your stuff from home. We wanted kisses, or I love you, or something. After all the drama, you know.
But they were always kind of low key.
They were.
I think it was kind of, but I see what they're saying.
Yes, they were.
I was kind of still a little rooting for Brenner. I kind of wanted her to help him get through his problems.
Right.
And I thought, you know, when he wanted to take her to Italy, he kind of won me over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But anyway, and I think of course, that Dr. Ross, Nurse Hathaway,
yes.
was a big time
yes,
deal.
Yes, me too.
And Luca
me too.
And Abby was a
sure.
big time deal. At
sure.
first, they were kind of. They didn't seem like they went together, but I liked them.
Right. Me too.
I like them. Now, what about what do you think were the most tissue-worthy episodes, and there were probably quite a few.
There were. You know, the main one that sticks out in my mind is when Dr. Carter's infant son died in the womb, which no one was expecting, you know, and so I just, you know, that just broke my heart. And that is the one storyline that I disagreed with, that they haven't made right. And of course they can't make it right. So that was the one storyline that I disagreed with. I thought that was way too much for Dr. Carter. The other was Dr. Pratt, when he died, was because it was so unexpected.
That's
and
on
he
my
knew
list.
That he was,
yes.
You know, he knew that he was probably going to die, so he's crying,
it was
you know.
And
he's unable to say goodbye.
I know, it was terrifying,
thought,
and
oh
it was
gosh.
Heartbreaking, and it, yes,
it was.
I definitely cried. And
it
then
was.
Of course when Dr. Green
passed
away,
yes.
That whole episode was, that was, yeah.
It was the tears came out, and you know, that one lingered, you know, for a little while, because you knew that he was going to die, and you're thinking, I can't stand it too much longer.
It was kind of a haunting
it
episode.
Was. It was.
It was, yeah. Yeah. And then, let's see, what else do we have on here? I wanted to mention my favorite guest star, and they had so many tons of great people on
sure.
there. But the one who stood out the most to me was Forrest Whitaker.
Okay.
Was there anyone that you wanted to mention? Or
why do you say that about Forrest?
Because first of all, he's a great actor, as everyone knows, and that part he played, he just did it so well.
Yes, he
did.
He was
so scary, but he was also sympathetic.
He was.
He also made him very sympathetic.
Right, he did, which was hard in those circumstances.
Yes.
Yeah, and
yes.
You know, the show was really good about doing that. I mean, not only did you get immersed into the main characters' lives, but each week they had different people coming in through the ER, and they all had stories. And so I thought they did a real good job of kind of meshing those together. Sally Field. Sally Field was the best guest star. And, you know, of course, she ended up being there for quite a while as Abby's mother.
Yes.
But I just thought she did such a good job. I'm a fan of Sally Field's anyway, but I just thought she did a good job because she was really wacky, but at the same time, she brought a sense of vulnerability.
And made her sympathetic,
to that, yes.
Even though she drove Abby
very
crazy.
Very much, yes.
And you could understand Abby's
yes.
frustration. She
yes.
still kind of made it a sympathetic character.
Yes. And having
good
her
call.
There. Yes. And having her there, you got a sense of why Abby was the way she was, and you could kind of see that, you know. So by doing that, they made that character more believable, I think, because at first you just thought Abby was just, you know, kind of weird. You know, she had this sense of melodrama, and she also was fatalistic, and then you meet her mother and you go, that's why. So, you know.
But she's another character that really had a lot of heart.
Yes.
And really cared about the patients and really wanted
yes.
to do a good job and started out as a nurse.
Right.
And she really didn't have any confidence, I think,
right.
in the beginning.
She didn't.
And by the end of her run, she was a doctor.
Right. That's right.
So she had come a long way, except for, I think, my least favorite storyline, other than, like you said, Carter's baby, was when she started drinking again.
Yeah. Right.
And had
right,
the affair.
Right. Oh, gosh. Those were wild days.
Yeah. Like, Abby wouldn't do that. So I didn't, yeah. That
I know.
Kinda...
Isn't it funny how you say, that person would not do that? And my friends are always saying, it's a character on a TV show. And I'm like, okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I think we've kind of talked about it a little bit, where why we think the show has been on so long.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, writing and
the
cast.
The writing and the cast. Yeah, they did a really good job of cast selection. And then the writing has just been so great. I mean, because sometimes you would see the show and you think, well, they didn't really have a big guest star. No, there wasn't any big... drama from the main characters, and yet there was something in there that really spoke to your heart in some kind
yes.
of way. I mean, they always had a compelling story. It might have crept up on you, but it was there.
Yes, and even through the years with the different casts, people coming in and out, and I think the acting was always strong.
Me too.
I think the acting was always strong, and the episodes. So many times a story would start out, whether it was a medical story or whether it was a relationship story, just people coming in the ER, the story would start out where you would think one situation was going on.
Right.
And you'd think, oh, no, I don't like that person, or how could they be doing that, or that's awful. But then by the end of the show, it would be a totally different situation that was really happening.
Right.
Sometimes that would be going on.
Right. Yeah, they did real good with that, kind of added a little mystique to it. Yeah.
You got to see so many different points of view and so many things that people go through.
Right.
Health-wise and just relationship-wise.
Right, that's right.
I think that's why it's lasted so long.
Me too. You know, when you talk about the different things that they did on the show, as far as the stories and different points of view, just recently they had a show where Neela got to relive the one day. Like, how many times was it? At first I thought, oh, this is neat. And then after a while I was like, what did she do? because she relived this one day, like maybe 4 or 5 times. But I thought, wouldn't that be neat if we could all do that? I mean, so you got to see, you know, a little bit about what that would happen.
That was a really interesting episode.
Right, it was.
Yes.
It was. And see, to me, that's what good TV is all about. You know, yes. Doing that kind of thing. Because haven't we all had that kind of day with, if I could have done this day over, I would have done this, this, and this. And then you go and find out later that even if you had done that, things might have turned out the same.
Exactly. So. I'm glad you brought that one up. That was one of my favorite shows.
Me too.
It was really, really good.
Me too. I thought they did a good job with it. And whoever did the writing, it was just superb. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody on our floor thought that maybe they were regurgitating storylines. But, you know, I never did get that. I always thought, I mean, you're always going to have the, you know, romantic triangles and the bad guy, the mean guy, the obnoxious guy. But, you know, in the ER and everybody's going to battle against that person. But I thought they did a good job about keeping things fresh.
I mean, it
is what it is. It's an older show, and so it's playing itself out. But at the same time, I thought they kept things fresh.
I agree. And I like that it's going out kind of on a good... It's not going out when it's just bad.
Right,
you know,
right,
nobody
right.
even... And the stories aren't good. There's not even anyone left
right.
that you liked. I mean, I like that it's going out kind of on a high note.
That's right. Well, now... maybe we can end by sharing the surprises. What were some of the episodes that surprised you? Any big surprises that came out of an episode? I know one of mine was when they had Dr. Romano, you know, obnoxious Dr. Romano. Well, two featuring him. One was when his arm got chopped off by the helicopter. That was just shocking with all the blood spurting out. But then, and then later, he just walks off. He disappeared. And I kept thinking that he was going to come back at some point and be this totally different person or have amnesia or something. But he didn't. He just completely walked away, and you never saw him again.
Will he be back
unless
tomorrow night?
You know what? He might be. Okay.
We'll
have
to
watch
interesting
if he just shows up as Mr. Nice Guy or something. But those two episodes really, really shocked me.
I think that I don't know that I could name just one. It seemed like so many times the situation would be totally different than what I would think it'd be at the end, and I would always be surprised at how they reacted or what someone had really. I know these are characters on a TV show, but they were problems that happen in real life.
Sure, sure.
And it was always interesting to think that somebody is going through that.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. That's a good thing to point out. Yeah. So do you have anything else to add? Are you just anxiously awaiting tomorrow's show?
I am. I hope it's a good show. I know the last show of a series is very tricky
to
get it right.
Right.
So I hope there's a happy ending for everyone, but at the same time in a real kind of a realistic way like they've always done, not like over the top happy, but realistic.
Right. I agree. And they're supposed to have a retrospective on. Because I'm thinking to myself, are they going to get everything that I want in that 1 hour? I was hoping for like a 3 hour finale, but I'm crazy like that. So,
but it's 2 hours, isn't
is it? I think 1 hour is retrospective and 1 hour is just the show.
Okay.
So I'm like, unless they just plan to heap everybody in, just keep them going, all the old people from, you know, way back when, we may not be able to see everything and everybody. So that's, you know, it's one of those things.
There is one more thing I would like to say. I think another really key to that show are the minor characters that have been there from the very beginning.
Oh, sure.
Kalei, Chunie.
That's right.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Came back
and
this season. You know, yeah, he was off and
he was
on,
off
but there were some of the minor characters
right?
that have been there
Frank,
all along.
Who's my all-time favorite.
Yes, I think they have always been good.
They were, and they added so much, and sometimes they had some nice storylines themselves.
Yes.
And so, but they added a lot. They kept things going. There was some... continuity in having them there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're going to look forward to tomorrow night.
Yeah, sure. Well, this is Carla Hinton reporting for The Oklahoman and NewsOK.com. Read more on the subject of the ER finale in Thursday's You section.